I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even if the United States and Iran enter more negotiations this week, they have different vocabularies. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says that to many Western minds, peace means coexistence with mutual respect. But for the Iranian regime,
they are not talking about that when they talk about peace. They want to dominate. They want submission of everyone to Islam.
Silk says the current ceasefire hasn't changed fundamental security and freedom concerns about Iran. She says Iranians had hoped that the war would bring deliverance from government oppression and are devastated by the ceasefire. Please enter the spiritual battle for Iran through prayer.
We don't have the ability to influence what world leaders are doing except in prayer. And that's where we should be really focusing.
Stand with Transform Iran as they reach people with the hope of Christ. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And a routine ministry trip turned into a mid-air emergency. Pastor Luke Salick and his team with Life International were on their way to Bangladesh to conduct biblical pro-life training with Christian leaders. Then, the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran. Mid-flight, their plane was rerouted and had to return to the U.S. But in Bangladesh, he says,
when they found out that we weren't able to make it, they decided to hold the training anyway. And so the leadership team, they're from several different countries in South Asia. They kind of banded together and thought, hey, what can we do together to help equip a lot of these pastors or ministry leaders who are coming together?
The training equipped Christian leaders to support crisis pregnancies with Christ's love. There's more at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.